وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك أخي حفظك الله ورعاك. Yes, my dear brother, is a very important question. And unfortunately, we see this kind of problem spread among Muslims, not just among the Muslims who they live in the land of the disbelievers, even among the Muslims who they live in the Muslim lands. Out of this dangerous propaganda that's happening everywhere. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But in the end, my dear brother, you need to realize a reality, which it is. When you see some people are losing an important principles like this, and they apply it wrongly and with a dangerous way, could affect their faith and their religion, and could deliver them to go out of the Haqq and the Islam in general. When you see some people are ignorant about an important principle like the Wala and Bara, you should realize that they actually lost with it other important principles and rules too. So it's not just for the Wala and Bara. Don't imagine that you will succeed in a way of making them understand the Wala and Bara when they are actually lost and forgot, and they are ignorant about other important principles like the correct understanding for the meaning of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. The correct understanding of Tawheed Allah Azza wa Jal. So here is your duty, my dear brother, you, yourself, and people like yourself. Regarding understanding the correct method of delivering the i'tiqad of Al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, which include the principle of Wala al-Bara' beside other important principles to the people, to your people, to your community, because you know them better. So, my dear brother, you need to deliver the Wala and Bara to the people when it's included to the general i'tiqad of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. It's here your duty. Imagine that hadith Ma'ad bin Jabal, when the Prophet sent him to Yemen, and he said to him, you will come to a people of Ahlul Kitab. So first thing, call them to Shahadat wa Allah and to Tawheed. If they obey you, order them with the prayer, with the zakah, etc., according to the priorities and the order of the pillars of Islam. Same, my dear brother, you need to start with the same order to your people. Explain to them the junior i'tiqad of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Explain to them the meaning of Tawheedullah Azza wa Jal. And with this general explanation and understanding, lots of details information will be delivered with it to your people and to your community. And here is your duty for you to learn both sides of knowledge, the correct informations and the correct way of deliver this information to people. Both sides is very important, so you be a beneficial person in your community for those people who you describe. In general, there is no such issue that you will deliver them the Wala and Bara and you make them understand the Wala and Bara only when actually they are lost in other important things too. No, it will come all together like in one package. The mu'taqad of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the correct understanding of Islam, include Wala and Bara, include Ma'rifatullah wa Nabiyyuhu alayhi salatu wa salam, include understanding the importance of following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in practicing the religion, include understanding the border between us and the disbelievers, include understanding the border between us and the innovators, etc. All these and important principles should be delivered with the correct way according to the priorities to your people and to all the Muslims. May Allah make us firm on this path until we meet him. Ameen. Wafaqak Allah.